When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
This is Tony Romo with ABC News, coming to you live from in front of the Gator Christian Church off the I-95 in Florida. Any moment, French President Trump will take the podium to take questions from the press.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press. Ask me a question. Go ahead. Usually you will want to ask me a question. Hello?
Okay, I have one. Mr. President, Jimmy Tingle here with the Boston accent. Mr. President,
wait.
22-year-old Amanda Gorman, President Biden's inaugural poet, had a tremendous impact. She filled people with hope and common destiny. I don't recall. Was there an inaugural poem at your inauguration?
There was. A guy named Chuggy read a wonderful limerick about Nantucket. Go ahead, ask me another question. I'll take another question.
Rock, paper, scissors. Oh. Okay, Kathy Ladman with the New York Attitude. Should there be more limits on the power of a president to make executive orders?
Absolutely, Moon Cassie knows that I'm not there. Did you see that fucking Joe Biden has already made an executive order to expand emergency relief and exercise? Joe Biden cannot make us exercise. This is America. We do not have to exercise.
Oh, Mr. President, the executive order says expand emergency relief and exercise the Defense Production Act. It does not just say exercise.
Oh, that is a relief. I cannot exercise. It takes planes, helicopters, limousines, and golf carts just to get me to bed. I cannot exercise. Besides, it would harm my family. If Kimberly Guilfoyle exercises, she will snap Don Jr. in half. Go ahead, ask me another question. A question for moi?
Karen Von Carlson, OANN. Did you just say that you're not there, sir? You're not at the White House? I thought it was you who was being inaugurated.
Joe Biden was inaugurated, you dipshit.
I thought that was just a Democratic hoax. Mr. President, you said you'd never concede.
I did not concede, Karen. They just did it anyway. It turns out conceding was just a norm.
Mr. President.
There must be more questions for moi.
Tingle? Kathy? No? All right, screw it. Sir Tom Snell, CNN. In your remarks at your events at Andrews Air Force Base, as soon as you were no longer a sitting president, you said you wished the new administration luck and that you would set them up to do something really spectacular. In fact, you've left the Biden administration with a raging pandemic, 400,000 dead, a divided nation, many of whom disdain science, an empowered white supremacy movement, joblessness, economic disaster, and burrowed obstructionists within the bureaucracy. What spectacular thing have you set them up to do?
You know, I made that speech without a teleprompter. I might not have gotten all the details. I was just speaking from my heart, really. It was a very emotional time for moi. Did you see me say goodbye to my family before I left for the helicopter?
You mean when Eric air kissed you? I did. It seemed to lack some sincerity, given they followed you onto the helicopter.
You must have more questions. It is French President Trump.
Okay, I guess I have one, Mr. President. It's Tony Romo with ABC News.
Tony! Thank you so much for the pizza last night. It was extra cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the farewell event you created for yourself at Andrews Air Force Base, your supporters chanted, "We love you and thank you, Trump," over and over at length. You know, I couldn't help thinking of a television movie starring Christy McNichol where her brother is rescued from a cult, and while they're trying to deprogram him, he keeps going into a trance by shouting, "Father, Father." Are you aware that repeating false reality is a cult tactic?
Are you aware that I get every channel there is at the White House and I have never seen such a Christy McNichol movie, you fucking pizza delivery boy, enemy of the people?
Mr. President, respectfully, I do not now. I have never delivered pizza. Not everybody named Tony does. I'm proud to be a member of the Press Corps, which is not the enemy of the people, but a vital part of a healthy democracy.
Well, thank you, Clark Kent. Can I have a real question?
Oh, okay. All right. Kathy Ladman again from the New York Attitude. Why did you say in your remarks that you will see the White House press again?
I'm grooming Eric.
For president?
No, I'm just grooming him. He's gross.
Okay, but why did you say you would see the White House press again? You also said we will be back in some form. Would that be a gelatinous mass, like an alien life form?
Is that true, Mr. President? Will you be back as a gelatinous mass?
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Ixnay on the evening, I might be able to bilk more money from my cult, I mean supporters, if they think I am coming back. Can I have another question? This is your last chance before you get another chance.
All right, okay. This is Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. You said that you would never look across the table from one another in Florida and say, "Well, maybe if we have worked harder." You said, "You can't work harder." During your 4 years in office, you played golf for over 300 times. It seems like it might have been possible to work harder. You also often had executive time, filling the morning on your official schedule. Executive time, which was revealed to be watching television. That's literally thousands of hours of watching television. And yet, we are supposed to believe that you never saw that Christy McNichol movie about the brother in the cult?
Oh, he saw it.
I spent many hours watching documentaries about your mother's twat, Emmett Manning.
My mother's twat, sir, has not been and will never be your refuge from justice.
Can I have another question?
Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent. Mr. President, even President Nixon was able to reflect on his mistakes. Are you at all chastened?
I like Chase Bank. Although they will not loan to moi. No one will loan to moi because they say I do not repay the loans.
They don't just say it, Mr. President. You don't repay the loans, right?
What kind of press conference is this? They say I don't repay the loans. I can't say why they say it. I just know that they say it.
Do you repay the loans?
No, But I do not know if that's why they won't loan to moi. I cannot speak to motive. Always remember that.
Anyway, sir, I said chastened. Are you at all chastened?
I hate Pete Buttigieg's husband. Give me another question. Another question.
All right, for old time's sake. Tom Snell, CNN, sir. Why do you think Eric and Don Jr. were crying after your last speech at Andrews Air Force Base?
They knew they had a ride home on the helicopter with him.
Yeah, it's the end of the Be Best campaign.
No. They really have to pee, and the first stop is Ivanka and Jared's house.
They didn't get pardons.
They don't look good in orange.
This press conference.